My name is Donna, and I'm a supervisor in the Unemployment Insurance Claims Processing Center. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about union and job attachment. Claimants who are union attached or job attached are not required to make active work searches each week. Union and job attachment are offered so employers can retain their skilled workforce during periods of layoff. There are specific requirements to be union or job attached, and I'll address them separately. For a claimant to be union attached, the claimant must be a member in good standing with the union, and they must be on the union's out of work list, and the union must operate an exclusive hiring hall. All three of these conditions must be met. The assumption is that the union notifies the claimant when work is available, and the claimant will accept any offer of suitable work. If the claimant is no longer a member in good standing, removes himself or herself from the out-of-work list, or is not accepting suitable work, the union attachment will be ended and the claimant will be required to seek work each week. When a claimant is out of work completely, for them to be job attached, they must have a definite or approximate date of hire or recall, and the work must be covered by unemployment insurance, and the work must offer 30 hours or more a week. All three of these conditions must be met. Self-employment, agriculture, and railroad jobs often are not covered by unemployment insurance. If a claimant is not back to work by the date initially provided to the Claims Processing Center, the job attachment will end and the claimant will be required to start seeking work, unless the claimant contacts the Claims Processing Center and has a new projected date of hire or recall. If a claimant is currently employed part-time, they can be job attached if the work is covered by unemployment insurance and they have a reasonable expectation that the work will become full-time, which is 40 hours a week. If the claimant is working part-time and the employer decides it is not ever going to become full-time, the job attachment will end. Even if the employer plans to rehire the claimant, the employer has the right to decide if they do not want the person job attached. Some employers believe that claimants should not be drawing unemployment benefits unless they are actively looking for work. Claimants must remain physically and mentally able to work and available to work even though they are union or job attached. The claimant must be willing and able to accept suitable work even if it is offered by someone other than their job attached employer. So a potential employer must be able to contact the claimant, and the claimant must be in a position where they can and will immediately start work. In other words, claimants who are hospitalized or floating the Colorado River probably aren't going to be eligible to receive unemployment benefits during the period of time they are incapacitated or inaccessible, even though they may still be union or job attached. Job attachment will be verified with the employer. If the employer says there is no guarantee of rehire or indicates the work will be less than 30 hours per week, the claimant will be notified and that they are no longer job attached and they will be required to seek work each week.